It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The strains of the tune Hail to the Chief are as familiar to Americans as the tune Yankee Doodle. But where did the song come from? Joining us in Studio A to delve into the history behind the President's theme song on this President's Day is Dean Root, professor and curator for the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh. Dean Root, welcome to the program. How are you?
Great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the obvious question. What are the origins of the tune Hail to the Chief?
It's said to come from an old Scottish sailing song. You know, there's lots of islands around Scotland, and as they would row to one island or another, they'd sing these songs, and these tunes became part of the oral tradition. So in 1810, when Sir Walter Scott wrote his poem about one of those old legends, about an Arthurian legend, this song and many others were used in theater productions.
So there was a tune, but the words were different, maybe?
There were hundreds of tunes written for that one lyric from Sir Walter Scott's poem about the Lady of the Lake. Hmm. Hail to the Chief as he is arriving on this island off Scotland. And there were hundreds of different theater conductors and composers who were writing tunes. This particular one happened to stick when it came to the U.S. in 1812.
And so who was the first president that it was played for?
Well, actually, the first president for whom this tune was played was the late George Washington, because in 1815 there was a commemoration of him in Boston, and somebody who knew the theater music of the day chose that tune to play in his honor.
But the tune hasn't always had a patriotic focus, has it?
Well, not at all, because it was used by, in tutors to learn how to play the violin and the fiddle and the flute and all these other instruments in the 19th century. And it was sung by usually men in taverns, groups of people who just liked the tune and would put whatever words they wanted to it.
So I was going to ask you about how it became associated with the American presidency, but evidently that happened in 1815 with that tribute to George Washington.
Well, that was kind of an isolated incident, because it wasn't until maybe a decade later when it was played to honor Andrew Jackson, president of the United States. Andrew Jackson, had won the Battle of New Orleans, and at an event about 10 or 12 years later, they decided they were going to commemorate that. And they played this tune because he was the commanding general for the American forces there at the end of the War of 1812.
So he wasn't even president yet?
Not even president yet.
So it was played to commemorate his involvement in the victory over the British in 1812. Can you tell us about any other patriotic songs with non-patriotic origins?
Well, there's lots of songs associated with America and patriotism that don't have patriotic origins. You could name, the Star-Spangled Banner, the national anthem. That didn't have a patriotic origin. That was a men's club song in England long before it was taken over to this country and became the national anthem that we celebrate today.
So you mean Francis Scott Key, observing this battle in Baltimore Harbor, writes the poem, but they didn't have a tune to go with it, and somebody decided, let's take this English drinking song and apply it to the poem.
That's it. And there's a beautiful website that tells that whole history at the University of Michigan, where they've done all the research. But there are lots of other songs. I mean, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. That didn't start as an American patriotic song. That was a British song, God Save the King. And there was America the Beautiful. That didn't start as a patriotic song. That was a poem written in 1895 by this woman, Kathleen Bates, who had seen the great Columbian Exhibition in Chicago and wrote this poem when she went out to visit Pikes Peak, called the poem Pikes Peak. But then some hymn tune that had been written years earlier in 1910 got plugged together with the lyrics, and we have America the Beautiful. Even Irving Berlin's great song about God Bless America, that didn't originate as a patriotic song. That was a hymn he pulled out of his desk drawer that he'd written decades earlier and reworked for America as we entered World War II. So So most of America's patriotic songs didn't start that way. They became that way because of what Americans read into them and how we use them to celebrate times of solidarity or times of triumph over adversity.
So for our purposes, Hail to the Chief began being played in earnest when the president appeared. When exactly?
Was first used for that purpose back in the 1840s when the wife of the president, John Tyler, decided that this would be a great tune to welcome him whenever he appeared publicly. Now, not every president liked that idea, but eventually the U.S. Marine Band, which was stationed, of course, in Washington, D.C., was assigned to accompany the president whenever he would appear formally in public and to play that tune. And in the 20th century, it was really Harry Truman who adopted it officially as the song for the president's appearance in public. And ever since then, it's played hundreds of times a year by the U.S. Marine Band.
And the rest is history. Dean Root is a professor and curator for the Center for American Music at the University of Pittsburgh, sharing with us his knowledge of the history behind Hail to the Chief, played for presidents of the United States on this President's Day. Dean Root, we thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.